Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn made a lot of specific promises when he ran for that office. Improved parks and public spaces and a parks advisory board. Incentives to get police officers to live in the city. A housing initiative for Sulphur Springs. Support for USF research, among others. How has he done on keeping those promises? Well, PolitiFact Florida checked that out on their Buckometer, and PolitiFact's Richard Danielson is here to tell us what they found out. Hi, Richard.
How are you doing?
Richard, let's start with the parks and public spaces promise. Mayor Buckhorn got a lot done in this area, but is it exactly what he promised to do?
Bob Buckhorn made 34 campaign promises that PolitiFact Florida has tracked over the last 3.5 years. But there were four that we rated just recently, and one of the most interesting may have been his promise on parks and public spaces. He promised some very specific things, including the creation of a parks advisory board and a trail or a greenway from MacDill Air Force Base to New Tampa. Now, he hasn't quite done exactly what he promised, but he has done a lot when it comes to parks and public spaces. And we ended up rating him promise kept because his program was so much more ambitious and detailed and sweeping than what he promised. It is in keeping with the original goal and the spirit of the promise. But he didn't talk about doing partnerships like Waterworks Park, where he got Richard Gonsmart to spend $6 million putting a restaurant in the old city pump house. But he did that. And he's done a number of other things. Wi-Fi on the Riverwalk. He's got a program that he's working on right now to let people have drinks as they stroll along the Riverwalk. The Coast Bike Share Project is about to start, and that will be based in part at the city's parks.
Let's move on to Buckhorn's promise to offer down payment assistance and loan interest loans to police officers who are willing to live in the city. How did he fare on the Buckometer there?
He broke this promise. Nothing like this has happened, and he acknowledges that they just didn't get around to it.
On the Sulphur Springs Housing Initiative, Buckhorn has accomplished something there, right?
He has, and he actually promised something much more than just for Sulphur Springs. He promised a program modeled on the city's challenge fund from the late 1980s and early 1990s. That was a big, ambitious project. It was nationally known, and he has done a housing program that has taken down some old, vacant, abandoned houses in Sulphur Springs, about 50 of them, and built 11 homes in their place with more to come. And consider this, the Challenge Fund was doing, at the end of Sandy Friedman's administration, 1,600 homes a year.
And finally, Richard, there's the Buckhorn promise to support the University of South Florida's research mission. The Buckometer says...
The Buckometer says promise kept. What he's done is jump on board with the idea of putting a new USF medical school building in downtown Tampa. And he has committed to giving that the kind of focused, expedited review that he discussed during the campaign. He's also talked about committing some downtown redevelopment money.
Richard Danielson of PolitiFact Florida. So how does Mayor Buckhorn rate overall in terms of keeping his promises?
We rate him 21 promises kept, 9 compromises, and 4 broken.